Jesus said to his disciples, "What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What profit would there be?" Question. Would you sell your soul to the devil for $100 billion? Now that's a lot of money. $100 billion. You are set. You are set. Your kids are set. You're set for generations in your family. You could have any material possession that you desired. Would you sell your soul to the devil for $100 billion? Would you sell your soul to the devil for unlimited power and influence? Whatever you commanded would be obeyed in your family, amongst your friends, at work, in politics. You would have supreme power over everyone. Would you sell your soul for that power? Would you sell your soul to the devil for unlimited pleasure? Physical, bodily pleasure in all its different forms, whether it be food or drink or sexuality or rest, comfort, etc. That you could have physical pleasure wherever, whenever, however, with whomever you wanted. Would you sell your soul for that? Would you sell your soul to the devil to be famous? Everyone would know your name. Everyone would love you. Everyone would adore you. Would you sell your soul to be famous? Jesus said to his disciples, "What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life?" Some translations say, "What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Jesus asks a lot of questions in the Gospels. But I tell you, this one might be my favorite question that Jesus ever asks. It's so poignant. It gets right to the heart of things. Is anything in this world more important than your soul? Now, in these ridiculous scenarios that I mentioned at the beginning, my hope is that all of us here, if we were presented with such a ridiculous scenario, sell your soul to the devil for all the money, all the power, all the pleasure, all the fame, my hope is that all of us would go, "No, I'm not selling my soul to the devil." I like to think that we would all say that. I think that I would say that. But you see, the evil one knows that. He knows that we would all say no to that, to selling our soul to him in some dramatic way for some dramatic prize. And so he's much more subtle in his temptations and his attacks against us. The devil usually doesn't offer us the world in exchange for our soul. No, he tends to offer things much smaller, much subtler for a part of my soul. For example, the devil doesn't often say, "Sell me your soul and I'll give you $100 billion. No, that usually doesn't happen. But he does say things like, you don't have to tithe. You don't have to donate to the church. That's your money. You hold on to that. You earn that. St. Michael's a big church. There's plenty of people there to help pay the bills. You don't have to help. I give a little piece of my soul." The devil doesn't often say, I'll give you all the power in the world. Whatever you command will be done. No, he usually doesn't do that. He'll say things like, you know what? You were right to get mad and shout and cuss at your spouse because he or she didn't listen to you. Or your kids, they don't respect you. You're right to yell at them and cuss at them. They should do what you say. Keep doing that, and maybe they'll eventually learn. I give a little piece of my soul. The devil doesn't usually say, here's unlimited pleasure whenever you want it, forever and ever. No, he usually doesn't say that. He whispers little things like, ah, it's been a long week, you're tired. Nobody's home. Just go to that website you always like to go to where everyone smiles at you. Or maybe just, you know, have a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh drink, etc. Just one more. You deserve it. You're not driving tonight. It's no big deal. I give a little piece of my soul. The devil doesn't often say, I'll make you famous worldwide. Everyone will know your name. No, he says things like, stop being such a goody two-shoes at work. Stop being such like a Bible thumper. Just go with the flow. Join in the gossip. Join in the degrading comments. Stop praying before lunch. Your coworkers are tired of you and your Catholicism. You'll be much more liked if you just go with the flow. If you're in high school, college, same thing. Just go with the flow. Why are you not partying like everybody else? Why do you always try to pray? Why do you always try to reach out to those students that nobody really likes? Just come join the popular crowd. I give a little piece of my soul. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? The devil rarely offers us the whole world in exchange for our soul. No, he offers these little lies time and time again. And the more and more I give in to those, daily, weekly, monthly, I slowly start surrendering my soul to him. This, of course, is why the sacrament of reconciliation is so important in the life of the Christian. Because when I come to confession, I recognize, oh, I've been giving my soul away in these little ways to the evil one. And I come back and I humble myself and I say, Lord, I'm sorry for doing that. I give my soul back to you. I give it to you. Jesus in the gospel today says, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In Luke's version of this passage, he says, we have to take up our cross daily. The fight against temptation, the fight for holiness is a daily battle. A daily saying no to those little temptations and saying yes to living my life for God. In 1 Peter, the Word of God says that the devil is like a prowling lion looking for someone to devour. We always have to be vigilant and disciplined in our lives as followers of Christ. And that's not always easy. That's why we need the Eucharist every Sunday, so I might be strengthened in those moments of temptation. What profit would there be for one to gain all the money, all the power, all the pleasure, all the fame this world can offer, and in the process lose your soul? What profit would there be? There is nothing, nothing, nothing more important than your soul.